This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, following a recent ransomware attack, the Senate Homeland Security Committee chairman is calling on HHS to increase its oversight of cybersecurity in the healthcare sector. More Defense Department organizations are entering the Thunderdome. And hackers have gone phishing at the State Department, targeting paychecks and pensions. Those stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. It's Tuesday, March 26, 2024. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Peter Masurlian. Scammers are targeting the payroll and retirement accounts of current and former State Department employees. The department's Inspector General Office warns that fraudsters are sending phishing emails to individuals impersonating financial offices within the State Department. The hackers then use the stolen credentials to log into an employee's online account and redirect the payroll and pension payments to their own bank accounts. The IG's office tells employees to immediately report any suspicious emails to its hotline. One key lawmaker wants to see agencies act in the wake of a major healthcare cybersecurity incident. Federal News Network's Justin Doubleday reports.
Senate Homeland Security Committee Chairman Gary Peters is calling on the Department of Health and Human Services to increase its oversight of cybersecurity in the healthcare sector. In a new letter, Peters says HHS and the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency should increase their coordination after a ransomware attack on United Health subsidiary Change Healthcare. Peters and other lawmakers are calling for new cybersecurity rules for the health sector after the attack disrupted many hospitals and healthcare systems. Justin Doubleday, Federal News Network.
More Defense Department organizations are entering the Thunderdome. Federal News Network's Jason Miller has the details.
The Defense Department has rolled out its Zero Trust capabilities under the Thunderdome initiative to 15 sites so far, and dozens more are scheduled for 2024. DoD leaders told House lawmakers on Friday that DISA will accelerate the implementation of Thunderdome capabilities to another 60 sites this year alone. DISA is also working with the Coast Guard and the U.S. Southern Command to bring these organizations the Zero Trust tools. DISA awarded Booz Allen Hamilton a $1.9 billion production other transaction agreement in August to implement Thunderdome across DoD. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
The Pentagon is bringing in a relative outsider to lead its policy team. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says he's appointing Amanda Dory as the next acting Undersecretary of Defense for Policy, effective at the end of April. Dory is currently the director of the Africa Center for Strategic Studies at National Defense University. She'll replace Sasha Baker, who's departing next month. DOD hasn't had a Senate-confirmed undersecretary for policy since last July, when Colin Call left the position. His nominated replacement, Derek Chollet, has been held up amid concerns by Senate Republicans. Terry Girton, who has led the National Academy of Public Administration, or NAPA, since 2017, is stepping down from that role at the end of 2024. Girton is the longest-tenured president and CEO in the good government organization's 57-year history. NAPA reports that during her tenure, Girton put the organization on solid financial footing, growing NAPA's annual revenue by more than 50% and net assets by nearly 300%. She also led the establishment of the Agile Government Center and the Center for Intergovernmental Partnerships to expand and deepen the Academy's integration into the public administration community. NAPA is working with an executive search firm to hire the next president before Girton leaves in December. The State Department sees artificial intelligence as an increasingly valuable tool to meet its mission. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has more.
The department is looking at generative AI to help its employees chart the next step in their careers. Don Bauer, the chief technology officer at the State Department's Bureau of Global Talent Management, says AI can help explain what opportunities are out there.
if I identify a career path for you, then I'm using publicly available position descriptions, extracting those out, and then building up the ability for you to recognize skills you need. And then we're going to tie that with our learning management system. So we can actually say, if you want to be this person, here's the skills you need, and here's how you can go to get them trained.
Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
A familiar face takes over at a key laboratory at the National Institute of Standards and Technology. Kevin Stein has been named director of NIST's Information Technology Lab. Since 2015, Stein has served as chief of the lab's Applied Cybersecurity Division, where he oversaw the role of the cybersecurity framework. The IT laboratory is home to several other priority NIST initiatives, including efforts to advance the safety and trustworthiness of artificial intelligence. Find these stories and more at federalnewsnetwork.com. For the Federal Newscast of Tuesday, March 26, 2024, I'm Peter Masurlian.